Praise God. Praise God. Open your Bibles, please, to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. I want to read one verse out of Ephesians chapter 5, and that is verse 25. Ephesians 5, verse 25. Amen. If you have it, can you say amen? And the Bible says, Paul is writing here, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Amen. Now, I know that it is tempting to preach on the first half of that verse. Husbands, love your wives. But I'm going to wait until there's another Women's Day and let a woman get up here and preach on that. All right? As Christ, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. I just want to share with you tonight, just in brief and just through his word tonight, just simply on the message, Christ's love for his church. Christ's love for his church. How many of you understand that he has a church? He has a body of people that he loves. Amen. And it's you and it's me tonight. Amen. We're the church, and Christ has an outstanding love for us tonight. Heavenly Father, we just magnify you and we glory in who you are. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus, O Lord, that you will help us to understand the magnitude of your love, God. And we pray that you will anoint and move in a special way, O God, tonight, Father God, that we would once again fall in love with you, Lord God. And Father God, we just praise you and give you all the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You can look in this text in Ephesians chapter 5, and you can really start up and around verse 22 and go even down to verse 33 through the remainder of the chapter. And if we're not careful, we can look at those passages of Scripture, and we can really be dogmatic about the fact that the wife should submit to the husband. I got some amens there. That the wife should submit to the husband. In other words, we feel like they should just hush and do what we say and submit. And wives, you're crying out that we ought to love you and we ought to be sensitive and all of that kind of others. We got to seek our sensitive side to all of that. But if you get caught up in all of that, you really miss what Paul is talking about. Paul is really not dealing with a marriage, even though there have been marriage messages. I've preached marriage messages off of this text before in the past and everything. And you can do some wonderful things with the text. But what really Paul is talking about is he's taking a natural thing, such as a relationship between a husband and a wife, and he's relating it to Christ and his love for the church and the church and their love for Christ Jesus. He's taking something natural and he's trying to, just like Jesus did, taking something that the people understood, and he's trying to relate it spiritually speaking. That is, as the verse says, that the wife should be obedient and submissive unto the husband. That's the way the church should be to Christ. That we ought to follow after Christ and be obedient and submissive unto him. But this is the verse that I want to deal with tonight, and that is, husbands, love your wives even as Christ has loved the church. That he has loved us and he has given us his love. And yes, I thank God that God is a God of justice and he's a God of judgment. And I thank God that he's a God of holiness and righteousness and truth. But yes, it is true that God is a God of love.
Amen. That God is a God of love. I don't think I got in this thing because somebody held a stick over my head and beat me into the kingdom of God. No, I realized how much Christ loved me and how much He gave of Himself. And I believe that would be true of all of us, that we realize the love that Jesus Christ had for us. Let me explain this love to you tonight just in brief if I can. Number one, that this kind of love is a sacrificial love. It's a sacrificial love. That the Bible says here that He gave of Himself. It's not a selfish love. It's not a love where Christ, all he does is love us so that we can do things for Him. No, it's not that kind of love, because the Bible says that while I was in sin, Christ still loved me. I wasn't doing a thing for the kingdom of God, yet the love of Christ was still there. While I was in sin, Christ loved me. He has a magnitude of powerful love. This is the kind of love that will cause a sinner to repent of their sin and follow after Jesus Christ. It's the kind of love that will cause a drunkard to sober up. It's the kind of love that will cause a drug addict to get off drugs and follow Christ. It's the kind of love that will cause a prostitute to come out of the houses and out of the place of where she goes and come and follow after Jesus Christ. It's that kind of love that we have, that Christ has for us. Listen, the old cliche is this, that I bent over backwards to try to show you. How many of you have said that before? I went out of my way. They got upset because I didn't shake their hand. But I went out of my way to kind of try to show them love. Can I tell you tonight that Jesus Christ did more than just bend over backwards to show you love, but that He died on the cross for your sin and for my sin? In fact, you remember the old saying is of the fact that they asked the Lord Jesus Christ, "Lord, how much do you love me?" And the rest of the phrase goes that he said this much. He stretched out His arms, one to the left and one to the right, and said this much. This is how much I love you. And they nailed Him there on the cross of Calvary. And He died. He was nailed in place. That's how much the Lord Jesus Christ loves you tonight. Amen. It's a sacrificial love. But number two, it's a purifying love. It's a love. Now listen, I know that we got people out there that are saying, "Come to Jesus just as you are." And I ain't got a problem with that, because that's what I pray. Come to Jesus just as you are. But can I tell you, when we come to Jesus, the kind of love that Jesus has for us is not just to leave us where we are. It's not to leave us in our sin. It's not for us to remain just the way we are. But the kind of love that Jesus has for us is, because He loves me, He's not going to leave me in the pigsty. Because He loves me, He's not going to leave me in the condition that I was in. Because He loves me, He's not going to leave me in that same wretched state. But because He loves me, He picks me up out of the miry clay and sets my feet on the rock to say, because the Lord Jesus Christ, He loves me. He will come and He will purify you and cleanse you. In fact, the rest of the passage says that He presents us as a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. That when I come and stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and by the way, everybody has to do it, is stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And when I stand before that judgment seat of Christ, I want to be able to say that I'm cleansed by the love of Jesus Christ. That I'm cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. The same blood that saves you is the same blood that sanctifies you. The same blood that sanctifies you is the same blood that will keep you. The same grace that you got in by is the same grace that will keep you. No wonder we have a God that loves. It's a purifying kind of love. But watch this. It's a caring love. My God, it's a caring love. How many of you tonight can testify of going through the most difficult things in your life, and yet there was somebody there who held you up and carried you, and His name is Jesus Christ? That maybe you tried to get a hold of the preacher and couldn't get a hold of him. Or maybe you tried to get a hold of the deacon and couldn't get a hold of him. But bless God, in your most weakest point in your life, in the lowest point in your life, you got a hold of Jesus. And He was there to care for you in the difficult times of your life. I'm telling you, that's the kind of love that Christ Jesus has for us. Watch this. The man is viewed as the protector. He's the caregiver of the family, if you will. He is the defender of the family. He has to, the man has to love the wife as he loves his own body. I could get into it. I really, really could, because you know how some of you, we talk about the women, but some of you men primp and make sure every hair is in place. Those of you that got it, every hair is in place and everything. And you know, it's about as tightly, if category 4 hurricane came through, your hair wouldn't move. Amen. You know, but watch this, but what he's saying is that we ought to care for our families, and I love what the brother said this morning, and I had not read those stats anywhere before, but I love how he said, I can't remember exactly, if you get the children in, I think it's only 3% of the family that will come in. If you get the wives in, I think it was like 17% or so. But when you get the men in, when you bring the head, it has always been when you bring the head in, the rest of the body will follow. 93, I believe it was, percent of the families will come in. My God, we need a men's ministry, my brother. We need somebody to minister to men. We need to get the head right and following after Jesus Christ, our Lord. Can I tell you, the same way we ought to love our wives and love our wives just as much as we love our own bodies, that is the same way that Jesus Christ loved the church. He didn't come into that. In fact, at one point in time, he said, I didn't come so that men would serve me. I came to serve. He was obedient even unto the death of the cross. He came as a servant. In fact, on one place, while he is around and washing the disciples' feet, he wraps the towel around his waist and washes the disciples' feet. He came to serve. Came to serve. To care for. In fact, at one point in time, Jesus is lamenting and crying over Jerusalem. And he says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them, how long would I have wanted to gather you as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings? But you are not. You know, a hen will gather in times of storm and trial. The hen will take the chicks underneath her wings and protect them and take care of them. Can I tell you, that's exactly the way the Lord Jesus Christ does for me. He is my hiding place. He's the one I can run to. The book said he's my rock and my shelter and my fortress. In him I will trust. The Bible says in Proverbs that the name of the Lord is like a strong tower. And the righteous run into it and they are safe. They're safe. A caring love of Christ is there with us through our most difficult time. Right now, just by a show of hands, how many of you have had difficult times or going through difficult times? Even right now. Amen? You've been through those situations. You're going through those situations now. Can I tell you, there's nothing like having Jesus Christ come. Listen, folks, I believe in holiness. I believe in doctrine. I believe in preaching biblical doctrine. And at some point in time, I'm going to get to a message on hell. The Lord's been dealing with me and leading it on my, and I believe there's a real hell. I believe we need to preach it. But can I tell you something? Every now and then, I need something that's going to help me out and say, and remind me every now and then that when I'm in a time of difficulty, I can go and rest in the arms of every now and then. I need the time, and you need times in our lives. I know some of us, especially some of us hard-headed men, we're macho, and we'll put our thumbs behind our lapels, and we don't need anybody. We're a self-made man. Don't you ever believe that mess and that lie. Can I tell you, you wouldn't be here if the Lord Jesus Christ had shown you mercy and grace. It's by His love and it's by His mercy that we're here tonight, that we... Let me just paraphrase it like, or put it like this, in the words of a songwriter. The songwriter says it this way. Brother Mike, go ahead and come. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in Him a friend so strong and true, I would tell you how He changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me. Do you believe it tonight? Like Jesus. There was no other friend so kind and so true. No one could take the sin and garbage out of my life. Oh, how much He cares for you. Here's the last thing, and I'm going to close and ask us just to come and fall in love with Jesus, because I don't know if you know it or not. I don't know what kind of relationship you have with your spouse, but He's greater than your spouse. I don't know what kind of relationship you've had with your earthly father, but He's your heavenly father tonight. And this kind of love is not only a love that's sacrificial, it's not only a love that's purifying, it's not only a love that's caring, but it's a love that's unbreakable. It's a, you know, when we marry somebody, we talk about the fact that the father or the husband has left his father and mother and been joined unto the wife. And the Bible says, and the two shall become one flesh. One flesh. Can I tell you, that is how Christ Jesus loves this church. He left His Father's throne, came down to this world, died on the cross to join with us and to raise us out of the mess that we're in. Hallelujah. He loves us tonight. He loves us. Let's come tonight. Will you stand with me, please? We might just sing a little bit of that. And as they're coming tonight, let's just come and worship God. Express our love to Him.